from TechSideline.com and TheSaber.com, Chris Horn. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike. How's it going?
It's going all right. It's been a little crazy. You know, it's getting, like you know, heating up. Signing day's coming. I got a lot of basketball coming on at the Times-Dispatch. We're dealing with getting our auto racing section. We had a bit of terrible news at the Times-Dispatch, and Nate Ryan, the best auto racing writer going, has left us to go to USA Today. Now, that's a great deal for Nate, but it's not so great for the rest of us, particularly me, because I'm helping get caught up. But it's no big deal. It's what teamwork's all about. So I've got some racing stories on my plate, too. You want to talk a little racing or recruiting tonight?
Either one. I'll probably do a little bit better with recruiting. But,
okay, well, we'll stick to that.
We could give it a go.
We'll stick to that. Yeah, I did. I tell you, I had a real interesting interview. Speaking of young guys, guys about your age, give you a little tease to our racing section. One of my stories is on Jeff Gordon's new crew chief is like 26 years old. You know, he kind of landed maybe the most prestigious non-driving job in the garage at 26. So stay tuned. That's all the tease you get on that. Hey, recruiting, let's talk some news and then go over your rankings after our first break. My man Hutch, God, favorite name. He said he's a great guy. He's going to South Carolina?
Yeah, he announced for South Carolina today over...
But I can't interview him at South Carolina.
I'm sorry?
I can't interview him if he's at South Carolina.
I know.
Breaking my heart. My favorite name ever. What do you have any idea what turned the tide for him? I know he was down to two. I didn't realize until this afternoon that he had done that.
Well, now, it was basically, to be honest, just the official visit that he had to South Carolina, I think really really sealed the deal then. He, heading into that visit, actually, Virginia Tech was his favorite. And then coming out, South Carolina was his favorite for a few reasons, but one specific thing that really stood out to me is he kept calling South Carolina kind of an opportunity that nobody else could offer, and that's in terms of I know Coach Spurrier was kind of offering him the opportunity that this particular class could really help change South Carolina football and turn it into something something more. And a lot of the recruits that the weekend that Hutch made a visit to South Carolina was a really big weekend for them, and they had a lot of a handful of commitments on hand. And I know Hutch was telling me that he really got he hit it off really well with a lot of the commitments the guys that had already committed to South Carolina. And just had a great time the whole weekend, really felt comfortable with those guys. And but at the same time, he still wanted to take his official visit to Virginia Tech. He'd always said he wanted to take all of his visits before making a final decision, and that's what he did. And after the Virginia Tech visit, which was this past weekend, I think it was just still clear to him that South Carolina was where he wanted to go. And I think really the difference was how well he got along with the commitments that they already have and some of the younger players there. And obviously Coach Spurrier did a great job recruiting him too, and so he chose South Carolina today, which obviously is Hutch is a pretty would have been a very, very good get for Virginia Tech. And I know he's a player that they wanted certainly a lot, and should be a pretty solid player for South Carolina. So certainly not a good loss for Virginia Tech, but not much you can do when an official visit kind of goes like that. And it seemed like just Hutch was just simply blown away by it.
Yeah, and you can't get them all. I mean, I know every time in reading the message boards and talking to some people who email me, every time one of their key targets goes somewhere else, it's like the end of the world has struck.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no way. I think, Frank, and we talked about this early, and again, I can't remember the number, but I'm old. You know, last year they signed like 24, and they had 41 or 42 come in for official visits, and Frank was thrilled with that. Apparently that's a very, very good success rate, but think about it, it's barely over half.
Right.
It's just, you know, kids are going to get down to three or four schools, and, you know, sometimes it's like tossing a coin, so... It's the way
that's
it goes.
Right, and you certainly can't fault the Virginia Tech staff. I mean, Hutch was high on them throughout the whole process, and Virginia Tech was really literally right there at the top throughout the whole way. And just that visit to South Carolina just really turned things around.
Yeah, it wasn't all bad news for the Hokies. Over the weekend, Tech did pretty well, and you'll appreciate this story. You know, you've talked to Hampton's Phoebus High coach Bill D. More than I have. He's one of my favorite coaches in the state. He's a straight shooter, and you know I feel about it. Bill D tells me something, the kid's going there. So I'm talking to him about Matt Wright, the linebacker from Phoebus that committed to Tech, and he keeps saying, you know, DJ and he this, DJ and he that, and I'm thinking, what the heck, who is? And then it dawned on me, DJ Parker at Tech also went there. And I said, what's up? And he goes, oh, yeah, they're brothers.
Right.
You know, DJ Parker, Matt Wright, well, my brother's last name is not the same as mine. It happens. So, yeah, I didn't realize they were brothers, but that kind of tilted the tide there, that Matt Wright, he said that, you know, it's not as far along right now as Xavier Adebe, another Phoebus linebacker, was at the same stage, but thinks he's got the potential to get there and says this is a really good get for Tech.
I agree. I have, speaking of rankings, I have Matt rated the number 11 prospect in the state. He moved up, actually, just after I had a chance to talk with a number of coaches, high school coaches, and all of them said just Matt was the, you know, a playmaker. He was always there kind of at the right time making the play. And I think he is an outstanding gift for Virginia Tech, particularly at linebacker, which was a position I think that that Virginia Tech really wants to add some more talent to stockpile. And Matt's a 6'2", 215-pound linebacker. As you mentioned, Coach D, who was also certainly one of my favorites. I love talking to Coach D as well. But in terms of Matt's been a playmaker for Phoebus for a long time, since his either freshman or sophomore year. He's kind of been there and been making some plays, and I noticed him actually when I was checking out some film on Stephen Friday, and I noticed Matt as well kind of just standing out making a few sacks here and there. And I think and Matt's a very, very strong kid, even though he's only 6'2", 215 pounds. He can bench 185 pounds quite a few times, certainly in the mid-20s at least, maybe close to 30, I think. And he can definitely get that up there. And I know he was a very big recruit for both in-state schools. I know Virginia wanted him very badly as well. And but Virginia Tech, as you mentioned, his brother is DJ Parker. I know they are close. And I think Virginia Tech was basically where he felt the most comfortable. He had been there obviously many times, and he just felt like he was going to end up there, whether he made his official visit to Virginia, which was originally scheduled for this weekend, or not. And so he went ahead and canceled that one. And certainly a very nice pickup for the Hokies. He's a three-star prospect, and in a year where a lot of in-state recruits are heading out of state, Wright's certainly a good pickup, especially to go along with John Graves.
It's interesting. I called Coach D. My plan was to call, because I knew him being a coach, he'd be watching the games someday. So my plan was to try to call him in that few minutes between games. But when the Pittsburgh-Denver game was getting so out of hand, I just said, what the heck, and called him right at halftime. And he's like, oh, yeah, but, you know, it's not over yet. I said, man, you sound just like a coach. That one's over. Let's talk about this kid. And he laughed, and we did for a while. But, you know, a coach can't watch a pro football game without coaching a little bit. Now, the other guy they got over the weekend, and this is funny, too, Devin Sutton of Elizabeth City, North Carolina, the fullback / linebacker. You know, when you type two V's together, it looks like a W. For the longest time, I thought this kid's name was Dewan Sutton. And then I looked at it again and again. I said, no, that's two V's. That's not a W. So anyway, Devin Sutton, he's a guy I don't know much about, Chris. You know, East Carolina was in on him, so I assume he was not, you know, it wasn't quite like some of the other prospects, but Tech has done a good job of finding some gold where others haven't looked before. What's up with this kid?
Devin, he's a 6'1", 237-pound, primarily a fullback prospect, but I wouldn't be surprised if he got a look at linebacker on the next level, too, just depending on how well he moves once he gets to that next level in terms of the linebacker position and what Tech would need him to do. But I like Matt Wright. He's a very strong kid, and he was actually, as a result of his senior season performance, he was named to the North Carolina-South Carolina Shrine Bowl, which is a pretty big honor for state of North Carolina recruits, seniors. And I think he's a solid recruit as well. He committed to Virginia Tech over East Carolina. There is some talk that Devin may gray shirt and enroll in January of 2007 at Virginia Tech, but I don't think that's a certainty by any means. I hope to find out more about that pretty soon. But I think regardless of when he enrolled, I think he's a solid prospect, especially at fullback. He's a strong kid. At fullback, he moves pretty well. And talking to his coach, Antonio Moore, he said they run him a little bit, and he's a pretty solid runner as well if you want to give him a few carries. But mainly I think he could come in and be an outstanding blocker, and especially with his strength. And you could just tell he's a physical specimen at 6'1", 237. So a solid prospect, a solid pickup. Picked him up over East Carolina, who also offered him. And I guess coming out of the weekend with Matt Wright and Devin Sutton certainly is pretty solid, I guess, for Virginia Tech. And I think as you mentioned, Virginia Tech, I think they really made their name on getting a lot of kids who really just fit their system. Maybe not necessarily rated the highest, but just fit their system. And we'll see if Devin can come in and kind of be one of those types of players who can come in and Didn't have a huge amount of offers coming out of high school, but at the same time, Virginia Tech certainly likes him, and Virginia Tech's been on him for a while, and he went ahead and made his decision this past weekend.
Well, Chris, two guys I know are probably not listening to us tonight, although, you know, we're probably plugged into their dial usually. Frank Beamer and Charlie Wiles are in College Park, Georgia. I am not even going to try to pronounce his name, but there's a defensive tackle, is he? Yeah, who is committed to South Carolina, but
right.
It must not be too tough a commitment because he went to Tech last weekend. He had the South Carolina coaches in last night. Beamer and Wiles are there tonight. Olufemi Ajiboye, you pronounce it.
That's how I'm pronouncing it.
Okay.
And they seem to be fine with it whenever I talk to them. So I think that's it. Olufemi Ajiboye. And
thank God
yeah,
that
like
spelling
said,
don't talk.
He's a defensive tackle prospect, 6'2", 290 pounds. I talked to him last night. He, as you mentioned, he did commit to South Carolina the week before last, and this past weekend he went to Virginia Tech for an official visit. And still wanted to check out Virginia Tech, and obviously they still felt that they had a pretty solid shot with him in order to let him come on that official visit. And tonight's really kind of the last shot for Virginia Tech in terms of trying to change his mind. He told me last night that he was really leaning towards kind of solidifying his decision with South Carolina. He felt like, and to use his words, that it was the place to be for him, the right choice. And but we'll see. He's going to listen to Virginia Tech again tonight, and we'll see if Coach Beamer can sway him. I know Olufemi had a really good senior season. He's now actually rated a 4-star prospect by Rivals, and certainly a very good get. Would be a very good get for Virginia Tech, especially with Bud Thacker going to Florida State. Come in and bring in Olufemi at that defensive tackle position. I think that would be a very solid pickup for them. So we'll see what happens. At this point, I'm not expecting much, but at the same time, he's given the Hokies one more shot tonight. So we'll just have to see if Coach Beamer can sway his decision.
Well, I have Coach Wiles' cell phone number plugged into mine. You think if I called him right now, he'd tell us what's going on? You think that might anger him a little bit to interrupt that visit? I think we'll wait. Hey, one other thing I want to talk with you about, Chris Horn, before we go to the break, and I want to make it clear to the listeners that this is not, if I knew it to be an absolute honest-to-gosh fact, I would have written it. But I wanted to pass along something I heard to see if you've heard it, and I want to make it clear again that I don't know this to be fact, but I got it pretty reliable. LeSean McCoy, the great running back from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, who everybody knows is going to prep next year, hasn't announced his decision. I'm told that he has decided that since he's prepping, he's not going to announce anything, that he's going to prep and see how it works out, but that he has told a member of the Tech coaching staff, don't worry. You know, it's 2007. If he feels that way, he could go ahead and sign, and, you know, Tech would have the rights to him for a year. I don't know. In one way, it makes sense. In another way, it doesn't. Have you heard anything along those lines?
Well, I think I certainly have heard, you know, Virginia Tech, I think, is the consensus choice and my choice if LeSean was to announce and quote-unquote officially commit somewhere and close off his recruitment. I think Virginia Tech would be the choice right now. I think, honestly, I think we're just going to have to wait and see till next year because you mentioned he did transfer to Milford Academy. He's going to be there not just this half a year. He's going to be there for a full year, starting next fall. And so he'll be there until the spring of 2007. And we'll just have to see if he decides to take some more visits because he can take all 5 official visits again. He can redo his recruitment once more. So we'll see. I still think, Virginia Tech's still in very good shape at this point. Obviously, the ideal situation would be for him just to come out and say, I'm going to Virginia Tech and I'm not going to take any visits next year. That's where I want to go. So I think we're just going to have to kind of see what's going to happen because it can be a long time between now and next fall, and of course, you know, schools aren't gonna stop trying to recruit him. So it's certainly good news for Virginia Tech right now. You know, the fact that they're in such good shape, I would imagine that they would still be in the same position and at least in one of his top schools coming around next year. So obviously, Virginia Tech can have another really good season. I think they can certainly influence him as well. But I think they're in good shape right now, but we're just going to have to see. It's certainly a long way before he's probably going to sign anywhere, as you mentioned, if he doesn't sign this February. So just kind of a wait-and-see type of situation. But at this point, anyway, I think Virginia Tech probably feels pretty good about the position.
We're in the middle of the TechSideline.com recruiting report with ace recruiting reporter Chris Horn. who ranks the prospects and then re-ranks them, and that's what we've got in front of me. Now, Chris, a question first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Whitmore at number 8, the defensive end, who I believe is from Oscar Smith.
Right.
Has he recommitted to Maryland? I know Maryland sort of uncommit. Is he a Maryland again?
Yes, according to his father, I talked to him a couple days ago, and Brian has recommitted to Maryland, and as far as I know, nothing has changed since then. So, yeah, I would go ahead and put him in the Maryland camp at this point.
That's mind-boggling. Okay, all 10 of the top 10 have committed. One in-state, number 5, John Graves of Meadowbrook to Virginia Tech. Now, adding him, 13 of the top 30 who have committed, and I believe 22, I'll have to count again, now that we take him out, are going out of state.
Mm-hmm.
What is going on this year? What? Virginia and Virginia Tech have done real well. I mean, they used to get, between them, 8 of the top 10. Now they got 1. And if Virginia Tech does have number, now Matt Wright is on here. He's going to Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, that was a blank. So he's since committed since this list was published. Then you go UVA, Virginia Tech with Darryl Robinson, UVA. That's Alabama, Miami, Oklahoma, Wake Forest. My
mm-hmm.
Lord. When did Virginia become a floodgate again for other states?
Well, it's interesting. I just think, I think obviously in the coming years it'll be to be determined whether this is a trend or whether this is just a one-year happening. I think my sense is this is probably just a one-year happening, and I think Virginia and Virginia Tech will both kind of get back on track, starting in the 07 class, but I think a lot of kids just wanted to go out of state. You look at some of the, I know that's kind of the easy answer, but I think, just looking at some of the kids who have committed, from that list, Damon McDaniel and Percy Harvin, they were pretty much saying they wanted to go out of state from the beginning, although McDaniel certainly heavily considered Virginia Tech, and may still be considering. I know he's considering some other schools as well, but it seems like Damon is, still obviously leaning towards going out of state, even though I think he's a soft commitment to Florida at this point. Florida State and Ohio State are also getting looks, but you look at Brandon Miner and Evan Royster, and I know Miner is another kid who gave Virginia Tech a serious look and actually scheduled an official visit to Virginia Tech, and of course McDaniel made an official visit to Virginia Tech, but Miner scheduled one and then just decided, kind of what he was saying at the beginning, which was he wanted to go out of state, kind of that's what he felt like he really wanted to do in the end. And he ended up going to choosing Michigan. So, and then Evan Royster from the beginning, it seemed like he was certainly always wanted to go out of state. So I think it's kind of just a 1 year happening, and it's certainly not great year for the in-state schools in terms of getting these kids out of the top 30, but and getting them to stay at home. But I think it's not reason to panic just yet. I'd expect to see both schools kind of rebound next year.
Damon McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
You said my favorite word, soft commit. I've heard that time and time again, repeatedly. He's not definitely going to Florida.
Nope, he's actually, he made official visits to Ohio State, and I believe he did make an official visit to Florida State. So those are two schools he's certainly considering right now, and I think Virginia Tech's hanging around. I know early in the process, I know Damon was telling me his family would prefer to see him stay close to home, but ultimately they're not going to really stand in the way of his decision, and it seems like he is leaning towards leaving the state. I would expect the decision to be either he sticks with Florida or goes to Florida State or Ohio State. So as you know, your favorite word is certainly soft commitment, and that's what Damon is right now, I guess. So I guess we'll just I do think he'll end up going out of state, though.
Interesting. Now, the biggest jump in here is the linebacker we've talked about, a UVA commitment, plays for a personal friend of mine. And by that, I mean, somebody said, well, personal friend. What other kind of friend is there? Animal friend?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not a guy I know through my job, a guy I know unrelated to working in newspapers. But anyway, Mark Tomlin of Prince George, a personal friend of the Harris family, and his linebacker, John Bivens, jumped to number 13. And he's a guy, nobody had him ranked. I'm not going to say, well, Chris, how did you miss that one? Everybody, because I don't think it was even determined he was going to play football. John's a baseball player of some talent who may not end up at Virginia because of his baseball skill, although I don't think he's quite that good. But anyway, he decided to play football and then, of course, had a big year. Prince George was, he made the difference in Prince George's season. They only won 3 games. They all came after he came back. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, John, the reason not many people knew about him, he played as a sophomore, but he did not play as a junior. He actually, speaking of baseball, he took his junior year off from playing football to focus on baseball, and which obviously he's very talented in, and he still could go the baseball route when the Major League Baseball draft comes around. If he's drafted high enough, then certainly a conceivable possibility he just takes that and does not go to Virginia. But at this point, his plan, I think, is to go to Virginia and play football. He's a 6'2", 220-pound linebacker prospect. He actually played safety this past season. He also played wide receiver and some running back on offense. And really, as the year kept going on, he got better and better and better, and had a chance to see film. And he's certainly got some outstanding tools, and I think he's a player that if he did play as a junior, he's a kid that would have stood out a lot sooner and certainly would have had a lot more offers on the table. And so I'm sure Virginia is very, very excited to have him. He moves very well. He's aggressive. And as Coach Tomlin mentioned to me, he just has kind of a nose for the ball. He's got really good instincts and makes a lot of plays, as he did for Prince George. And but there is a chance he goes to play baseball. But, you know, at this point, Virginia is certainly happy to have him and recruited him to play linebacker. And he brings a lot of athleticism. I know Virginia's trying to upgrade, it seems like they're trying to upgrade the athleticism at the linebacker position, and I think they've done a good job in this year's class of doing that, and I think you look right at John Bivens to kind of see an example of that.
I'm looking at your top 10, and I didn't have your previous one memorized like I have in the past, but I don't notice a lot of movement. Jarrell Miller has moved up a spot, maybe two spots. Help me out there.
Yeah, Jarrell Miller and Chris Bell actually just switched places. Jarrell's number three now, Chris is number four, whereas before Chris was number three and Jarrell was number four.
What? I mean, that's a minor move. I mean, I'm almost embarrassed to ask what prompted that, but what prompted that?
Well, I think, you know, nothing really Chris did. I think, unfortunately, he didn't have the type of senior season he wanted to. Obviously, he saw a lot of attention at the wide receiver position from opposing defenses, and you know, Granby wasn't able to get him the ball as much as possible. But Jarrell's a player that has kept improving year in and year out, and I had a chance to see him up close and you know, working out off the field and as well as you know, and playing the game on the field as well, and just really I think improved, and even throughout his career, especially his senior year, I think he took that other step, and that's why I moved him up. And I just think he had a really, really good senior season and leading that Highland Springs defense, and which was a very stout defense, which helped them go on that run to end up getting in the playoffs. So I think that was the cause for the switch there.
Now, in previous years, Chris Horn, you and I have played a guessing game with the remaining members of the top 10, because there's always been at least several going down to signing day.
Mm-hmm.
I remember 2 years ago, Eddie Royal going down to the last day. But, you know, with Whitmore to Maryland, Wright to Virginia Tech, the top 16 are committed. The highest-ranked uncommitted player is number 17, Greg Davis, who is the defensive back. What's up with him? Where is he going to end up?
It's down to three. It's Tennessee, West Virginia, and NC State. And
none of which are in Virginia.
Virginia picked up two safety commitments, so I think they kind of both parties may have went their separate ways there. Greg, I think he's going to choose, my sense, either Tennessee or West Virginia. NC State is in there, but I think those are the schools he's talked to me most about. And he just took an official visit to Tennessee this past weekend, so I think it's going to be Tennessee or West Virginia.
And again, those two and NC State, not in the state of Virginia. And you go down to, you know, the rest of the young men you consider but didn't quite make the list, the same thing's happening there. Here's a kid, UNC, Akron, Georgia Tech, Duke, Kent State, Marshall. Didn't we even have somebody, Matt will perk up at this, didn't somebody from the state commit to Temple?
They do have a Temple commit, Hull out of Liberty Bealton, a defensive tackle. He actually committed before the season started. He's a 5'8", 250-pound defensive lineman, and Aaron Hull. And pretty good defensive lineman. I think he's obviously got you know, smallest in size for a Division I-A defensive lineman. But I think you get him in the right situation. And I know Coach Tommy Buzzer is really, really high on him. And he's certainly a very, very good football player.
That's again, I'm just mind boggled about the number that are leaving, because it's not like you got crumb bums. I mean, Virginia and Virginia Tech are both top 25 bowl caliber teams. And man alive, that's just mind-boggling. Virginia, the gateway to a nation. You know, Virginia's stocking the nation with talent. I don't know what the slogan should be this year, but it's just, I don't know that in the time I've been covering Virginia Tech, I've ever seen this. I know it used to be way back when a real big problem. North Carolina used to earn a living here back in the 70s, but, you know, lately the state school's done pretty well in the state, but this is just, I'm going down your list again and again. It's a little mind-boggling.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, I think it's just probably just kind of a one-year type deal, and I think, you know, in the coming years, I think it'll kind of get back to normal. But I'd be surprised if something similar happened in 2007. So, you know, we'll just have to see. As you mentioned, there is just a tremendous amount, kind of almost staggering amount of players just leaving the state this year. And and I think the only explanation is just kind of one of those years, you know, and I think it will return to normal, though.
All right, well, Chris, next week we'll have you on, and we'll take a look at who actually did sign. I see we talked about my man Thacker last week, and now he's an official D-commit. He's going to Florida State. There's a surprise. Anyway, we've already been over there, but we'll see. I think everybody who's on that list right now at Virginia Tech is going. One other thing before I let you go there, I'm curious because, you know, the one guy that made my eyebrows raise last year, Jonathan Hanna, who went to South Carolina instead of Tech, now is apparently going to North Carolina. I think Scout.com had something along those lines. Is that true? I mean, do you know that to be true?
Well, I don't. I guess we'll see if it turns out to be so. But I read the same thing that you did. So it looks like that's going to happen. And I it kind of slips my mind who he. I know he came down to Virginia Tech, South Carolina, and. I think it was North Carolina, wasn't it? I guess
yeah.
It was North Carolina or NC State. But
didn't he play this year?
I'm sorry?
Didn't he play for them this year? He didn't redshirt. I thought he was doing pretty well down there.
Honestly, I'm not sure exactly how much he actually played. I think you're right. I think he did play, but I'm not exactly sure. I think I was kind of looking around their site the other day, and I don't think he had too many stats. So if he did play, I don't think he got too much action, but... I think he did play, though, a little bit.
All right. Well, Chris, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you staying on a little bit longer than normal, but there's a lot going on. Next week, we will catch up with who actually signed both at Tech and at Virginia.
Sounds great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, sir. Chris Horn, you can catch up with him on TechSideline.com and TheSaber.com.